News release. County of Simcoe. Deputy Warden Jennifer Coughlin gathered with county staff to open a new outdoor pavilion at the Simcoe County Museum and celebrate International Museum Day. Since 1977, May 18 has been used as an opportunity to raise awareness of the important role that museums play in cultural exchange, enrichment of cultures and the development of mutual understanding, cooperation and peace among peoples. The new pavilion, which is 1,500 square feet in size, will be used to increase capacity for museum programming, including school programs and events, such as lectures, meetings, performances and day camps. Simcoe County Museum is a great way to educate residents and visitors about the history of Simcoe County, said Warden Basil Clark. Thanks to the Government of Canada, the new pavilion will allow more people to take part in our events and programming. This additional space will help grow the museum and provide valuable, exciting and educational experiences for years to come. The County of Simcoe received a non-repayable contribution of over $285,000 from the Government of Canada through the Federal Economic Development Agency for Southern Ontario, FedDev Ontario, toward the construction of the pavilion and a fully accessible 1.1 kilometers trail through a section of restored habitat. Today on International Museum Day, we celebrate the many benefits that museums give to our communities. They provide enriching cultural and educational experiences that are rooted in our shared history. Investing in the construction of public spaces, like the new pavilion at Simcoe County Museum, is one example of how our government is building strong communities across Canada, said Philomena Tassi, minister responsible for the Federal Economic Development Agency for Southern Ontario. When the pavilion is not in use by museum staff, members of the public will have the opportunity to rent the space for private functions, such as weddings, starting this summer. For more information on the new pavilion, including how to make a reservation, click here. Work continues on the accessible trail.